listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 328, covering week 33, August 14th to 21st, 2023. The release of the Console File Manager Midnight Commander version 4.8.30 with distributed source code under the GPLv3 Plus license was published. GNU Midnight Commander was conceived as a free clone of John Socha's Norton Commander. It also takes the best from more recent software with similar interfaces. GNU Midnight Commander features mouse support on Xterm, but only optionally on the Linux console. Members of the community locked hands at text editor Vim after the death of Bram Molinar, who alone led the development and made the vast majority of changes. Relatives handed over the account data for the repository to the community, including site and infrastructure elements, which is allowing the project to revive. The developers of Ubuntu intend to use a new Ubuntu Store application manager by default in the test builds of Ubuntu 23.10 next week. Ubuntu Store provides a combined interface for working with packages in Deb and Snap format. It allows you to search and navigate the catalog of Snapcraft.io packages and Deb repositories. It allows you to manage the installation, deletion, and update of applications and install separate Deb packages from local files. The interface is built using adaptive methods, which allow you to optimally position elements on both large monitors and smartphone screens. Written in the Dart language using the Flutter framework and distributed under the license of PLAV3. The release of the Devuan 5.0 distribution Daedalus is presented, a Debian bookworm fork supplied without systemd. To download live images and installation ISO images for i386, AMD64, ARMEL, ARM64, PPC64EL architectures are available. The project supports branches for about 400 Debian packages modified to function without systemd, rebranding or adaptation for Devuan infrastructure. Two packages, Devuan Baseconf, Jenkins Debian Glue, BuildEnv Devuan, are present only in Devuan and are associated with the configuration of repositories and the workings of the assembly system. Otherwise, Devuan is fully compatible with Debian and can be used as a base for creating dedicated Debian builds without systemd. The Debian project celebrated its 30th anniversary. The distribution was announced by Ian Murdoch on August 16, 1993, on the comp.os.linux.development mailing list. The main goal of the project was to develop a distribution developed in accordance with the spirit of complete openness inherent in Linux and GNU, as well as the desire for technical perfection and reliability. The first release of Debian version 0.01 was on September 15, 1993. There have been 18 releases supporting 26 hardware architectures with repositories of more than 60,000 packages. The project involves more than 1,000 developers, and around 400 derivative distributions have been created on Debian technologies, not counting numerous offshoots from Debian-based distributions such as Ubuntu. A release of the main branch Nginx 1.25.2 has been built. In parallel to the supported stable branch of 1.24.x, only changes made related to the elimination of serious errors and vulnerabilities. In the future, a stable 1.26 branch will be formed based off the main 1.25.x branch. The project code is written in C and distributed under the BSD license. The release of the F-Heroes 2 1.0.7 project is available, which recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic engine from scratch. The project code is written in C++ and distributed on the GPLv2 license. It requires files with game resources, which can be obtained from the original game Heroes of Might and Magic 2. There is a new skin out in early access based on HOMM called Silence of the Siren, available at the link in the show notes. CodeWeavers released Crossover 23.0 based on the Wine Code and designed to execute programs and games written for the Windows platform. CodeWeavers is one of the key participants of the Wine project, sponsors its development, and returns to the project all the innovations implemented for its commercial products. Source code can be downloaded at the link in the show notes. The Debian project announced the implementation of the Loang 64 port for systems based on the Loang Arch set of commands, architecture used in Loang Sun 35,000 processors, and implementing RISC ISA similar to MIPS and RISC-V. Support for the port is added to the build infrastructure and the official Debian archive. At present, a set of about 200 packages has been built, which will be gradually expanded. Cisco has published new releases of the free antivirus package ClamAV 1.1.1, 1.0.2, and 0.103.9, in which the vulnerability CVE-2023-20197 has been eliminated. The release of version 1.0.2 also eliminates the 1.0.x specific vulnerability CVE-2023-20212, which led to the Surface failure when parsing AutoIt. Among the non-security-related releases are noted an improvement in the support of compilation with OpenSSL 3.x on the macOS platform, troubleshooting with Windows build when using Rust 1.70+ tools, and providing support for the Rust toolkit. The SysVNet 3.08 initialization system is available. It is used in distributions such as DevOne, Debian GNU Herd, and AntiXe. Versions used in conjunction with SysVNet utilizes InServe, designed to organize the download process, taking into account the dependencies between init scripts and startpar, used to allow parallel run of several scripts during the system loading, have not changed. Seduction 2023.1 was released, a desktop-oriented Linux distribution built on Debian SID, Unstable. Seduction is an AptoSID fork, begun in July 2011. The key difference from AptoSID was the use of a more recent custom version of KDE from the Qt KDE experimental repository. To download, KDE-based builds XFCE and LXQt are offered, as well as a minimalist assembly NOX supplied without a graphical environment and designed for users who want to arrange their system themselves. Unofficial builds with GNOME, Cinnamon, and Mate are built separately. The package database is synchronized with the Debian Unstable repository. Versions of the Linux kernel, systemd manager, and Calamaris installer have been updated. Marcel Lux 3 Sarl, a holding company now owning 79% of SUSE stock, announced the conversion of SUSE from a public company to a private company that does not participate in trading on the stock exchange. Those who do not want to sell their shares after the conversion will be able to remain among the shareholders of a private company. The board of directors and SUSE supported the transformation and said that leaving the exchange will allow the company to focus on operating activities and the implementation of a long-term strategy. The release of Qt Browser 3.0, providing a minimal graphical interface that does not distract from the viewing of the content, and the Vim Text Editor navigation system built entirely on keyboard combinations have been published. The code is written in Python using PyQt 5 and Qt Web Engine. The source code is distributed on a GPLv3 license. The new version number is due to the termination of support for older versions of Qt, PyQt, Qt Web Engine, and Python, as well as increased requirements for operating systems. Qt Browser now only supports releases of Qt 5.15 and newer, and Python versions starting with 3.8. Support for macOS platforms to version 11 and Windows to version 10-1607 has been discontinued. Support for 32-bit builds for Windows has been discontinued. In the user environment KDE Plasma 6, the behavior to activate the icons on the desktop has been changed. To open files and directories by default, you now need to double-click your mouse. In the new KDE, a single click only leads to the allocation of the icon. The change is intended to simplify things for beginners moving from other systems. Long-term users can return the opening with one-click method in the settings. The organization Buddies of Budgie published an update to the Budgie 10.8.0 desktop environment. The user environment forms separate components supplied with the implementation of the Budgie desktop, a set of Budgie desktop icons, a Budgie desktop view interface, an interface for configuring the Budgie control center, and the Budgie screensaver. The project code is distributed under GPLv2. In FreeBSD, the team changed the algorithm of sorting arrays in SysInit. It now involves a more efficient fusion sorting algorithm. The use of sorting by merging made it possible to eliminate this delay, as this algorithm solves the same problem about 100 times faster. In addition to changing the algorithm to reduce the sorting time and reduce memory allocation operations in the core, optimization based on the merging of the sorted lists is also involved, instead of resorting each updated list. The first release of the Bazite project is presented, which develops a specialized build of Fedora Linux 38 optimized for the launch of computer games. The build is based on Fedora Silverblue, uses the basic OS tree repository ubluos without separating into separate packages, and is updated in atomic mode through system image replacement. The installation image is formed for the x86-64 architecture. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.